and welcome to Feathercast, the voice of the Apache Software Foundation. And today I'm very pleased to have with me Jarek Pucek, who is part of the Apache Airflow project. Now, this is the second time that you've been on the show, I think. I talked to you 2 years ago in April about Airflow. But we're going to talk about something different this time. For those listening or watching, I also serve as the vice president of events at Apache, and so I'm very interested in what Jarek has to say about upcoming Airflow events. So thank you so much for making time for this.
Yeah, the pleasure is all mine, really. I'm happy to share what we are doing in Airflow Summit, because this is what we are talking about. So like that's the right place to speak about it then, with you as a host.
Yeah. So one of the things that you've wrestled with is something that I also have wrestled with, and that's this balance between in-person and virtual events. They both have huge benefits. They both have drawbacks. And particularly where we are now, the past 2 years, this balance has shifted. I would love to hear your thoughts about what you're doing for the upcoming summit and why.
Okay, so just to give a little bit of context, so we started thinking about Airflow Summit just before the pandemic struck, and we were preparing an on-site event with 300 people in Mountain View, and then it was supposed to be in like April or May, and in February it turned out that it's probably not going to happen. And we made a tough decision at that time, like really tough. Okay, we don't want to let down all our users or people who attendees who wanted to come and the speakers. So let's turn it into an online event. And we haven't had completely no experience before that with running such an event.
Like all of us.
Yeah. But we did have experience with running on-site events. Like, for example, I was running like Mobile Central Europe. That was a different life, let's say. But it was like 600 people on-site in Warsaw, in Poland. And that was a fantastic series of events, 5 years. And I loved the on-site part, the in-person part. And so we knew that we're gonna miss it. But we wanted to make most of it, and we tried to make it so, like, in-person event, to make it as accessible as possible for everyone all over the world. So we ended up, and that was a little bit of surprise to us, that we ended up with 6,000 people attending the event, the first edition, from all over, all continents, all over the world. Everyone could participate, because we realized how we can reach out to so many more people who couldn't afford to come, even, or didn't have time, or could watch it like in like next day or something like that. The second edition, then we didn't think much, and we couldn't think much because there was a middle of the pandemic, so it was 10,000 people, and so it was even more. And you know, like the whole week, we made it in the way that it was actually possible to watch all the events and split it into between time zones. We involved people from like Asia and Europe and North America, and we made it so it was possible for everyone to attend live during those their time zone. And that was fantastic. That was like a really great experience, the second one. But now, the problem is that at this moment, one is so eager to go on a in-person event. Like, if I've been to several, I spoke to a few events, and I know how different it is. But also, those events were hybrid, so-called, and some people set up tried different things. And I particularly didn't like the hybrid combination, where people were both online and on, like some people were in a single central place and lots of people were watching, because there was completely no connection between those two events. This was like two completely different events. So we came up with an idea which we are going to implement in May this year for Airflow Summit third edition, where we tried to combine the online and on-site present, but in a different way, in much more, I would say, in much more Apache way, in a way, in terms of like being totally distributed. We don't have a single central location where things happen. So we have 12 cities and countries all over the world where people will be able to gather together and meet in person and have this in-person experience. But also those will be part of the global event. So they will be during 1 week in two time zone slots throughout the week. Some of them will be shared between two different locations. And we will have speakers on those events, speaking there live to the people, which is something that you come for this kind of on-site event, to meet somebody, to meet even like the known people or speakers who you want to speak to personally. And those events will be streamed all over the world to other events, those that will be happening at the same time, but also to online people who will only be able to participate online. So this is the kind of twist on previous experiences, because we already did that in a way in the online event. In the online event, we had these local events all over the places, but they were all streaming from homes. London hosted the event, but really the host was just doing that from home, and everyone was not really in person there. But now we think, okay, let's do it this way, that the people will be able to come in one place and meet. There is always somebody who is kind of known or known in the community or committer, or somebody who spoke before, somebody who you would like to come and see in person. So all those events all over the like that, at least one person, but probably more. There will be at least one talk from that place, maybe more. And you will be able to experience that life, but also be able to take part in the global event from home, continuing before and after those days as well. So that's the kind of idea we have, that to make the most of both of those two completely different worlds, I would say.
This sounds truly amazing, but as an event planner, there's two things that immediately come to mind. There is the financial cost of doing that, and there's the volunteer cost of doing that. How has your community responded? Have they stepped up to make this happen and volunteer on those local events?
Very much so. So from the very beginning was that we involved those local communities. We have the local meetups organizing anyway. Like those are people who are interested in Airflow. You see them on Slack every day or in our communication and the dev list. So we engage them, and they did volunteer before for like doing this online part, which was easier. But they already before organized those events in the local ones before for the meetups. So for them, it's just another meetup to organize. The venues are there. But we also, regarding the financial and volunteer cost, we probably wouldn't be able to do that just with the volunteers, because we are also contributing, committing. We are all very actively working on Airflow as well, and other stuff and daily jobs. But we simply have good sponsors are investing in Airflow, and we gathered the sponsorships. And we hired a professional company. That's the third time they organized all the two online events. Software Guru are event producers, and they take care about all the technicalities because of the streaming. We are preparing guidelines for all the local chapters. That's the temporary name. We don't know how we name them eventually, but that will be like local chapters. We will get some guidelines how to organize the event, so kind of cookbook for the local organizers, and they are preparing that. But they are also organizing the sponsorships, and we have two types of sponsorships, and that's also interesting one. So we have global sponsors, which are appearing all the time, but we also have local sponsors, and those are left to the discretion of those organizers. But we also, like, if they approach us and somebody would like to sponsor a local event as a local sponsor, that's also perfectly okay. And those local sponsors will sponsor kind of like local, the venues or the food or whatever would be needed on the local site. And they will also be able to have a local presence, because this is so much important for for many of the sponsors from different countries who like looking for people to hire, for example, who know Airflow. Yeah, well, that's an ideal thing to be at the local event. So this is a coordination and effort of multiple levels of people, volunteers, but also people who, like our sponsor, are paying for their effort, basically. Yeah. So that's the kind of setup we have, and the one that allows us to coordinate that, because you know, like 12 cities, 12 countries.
Yeah.
And that's a really important because we even like deliberately reached out to the countries we wanted to get covered, because we know a lot of people are from there who were watching us. For example, and that's the first time we have people in the local chapter in Brazil, because we knew there were lots of people from Brazil watching our Airflow Summit, but also from Nigeria. So we have we even have committers in Nigeria, and they are going to organize this local chapter, and that's the first time. But for us, it's so important that that this is kind of like joint effort of so many people. Eventually, that's what we hope, and looks like it's going to happen like that. And the end effect will be created event, because so many people will contribute to that. This is something that I personally look forward to, because that's something that I think is very important.
It sounds like the best of both worlds. If somebody else wanted to do a model like this, what challenges are you seeing? What should we look out for that you've run up against, and how have you solved that?
The challenge is to get the people who are engaged and I think responsible, because you don't want to rely too much on you know, things happening. Like, you want to delegate the organization part, really. And we have such people from the past. So this is something that we had to pretty much nurture for the last 2 years, to bring this community in and bring those people. This might be a difficult one to get from the get-go, from today, yeah. But that's something we work on over time to build this community. And I a little bit unexpected, but everything we did before for this kind of community building and building people who are participating, before that it would be rather difficult. So that's the main challenge. The rest is rather straightforward, I think, in terms of like one thing that is important for us, we flow and Apache, because this is something as a PMC member I'm responsible for. So for example, we do want to have some kind of confirmation and maybe not approval, but the right to say kind of no, or just want to be associated with this particular sponsor because of this and this. So we want to keep the kind of brand awareness and brand take care about the brand as a whole event, up to the discretion of those people who organize it. And we like to help them. And they are already professionals. They are already doing that. They are happy and they know how to do that. So we don't have to do much. And also one other challenge, like with currently, we don't know if it will work out everywhere. Local organization might break, whatever. Problems might arise. So we also built format of the event in the way that if it happens that one or second chapter will not work, it will still be hosted but online by this mm-hmm. chapter. And the local part will not happen, but the whole event will not. It's only the local community which will be impacted by that, really. This was also important to have some kind of contingency and some plan B and C and D in case things happen.
Because it's like building in network redundancy into your conference. So that's a really cool idea.
Yes. Yes, actually, that's an interesting one, because even if like one of the local chapters completely disappeared, the whole event is just literally affected. I haven't heard of anyone doing something like that. So for us, it's a little bit of experiment. It's not something that we came up with as let's do it. It was probably 3 months of discussions. Like every week, we talked and discussed and exchanged ideas on the mailing list. We spoke. I remember our we spoke about this at the ApacheCon at the like whiskey birds of the feather. There was a discussion like how to do that, and I took a lot of those, you know, ideas and points that were raised, and we were discussing them as well later. So this is something that we came up with as a okay, how we can bring the on-site and online experience at the same time with low risk, low cost. That was yet another thing that we considered, like how many people will be able to afford to bring to come to one place now and commit to that like 3 months in advance or four months in advance. Probably not a lot. Traveling locally, even if they are in a different city than we have it, it will be much easier and much less risky to commit to. So this also brings the engagement and brings the attendeeship much higher, I think. So we considered all that, and finally we came up with this format that we are following right now.
This was really exciting, and I really look forward to hearing from you, you know, after the event, how it went. What are the dates of the event?
It's 23rd, 27th of May, 2022. And it happens everywhere, of course. So the 12 cities which are there, London, Warsaw, Amsterdam, Lagos, Nigeria, Sao Paulo, Brazil, New York for East Coast, Bay Area for East Coast, Melbourne, Tokyo, and Bangalore, India. And Tel Aviv, Israel. Those are all the countries and cities involved. I'm looking forward to this is all over the world really.
Yeah.
So May, and we are at the stage that very soon we will do a little bit more marketing around that, announcing that, involving the local chapters more and. They will also promote the event locally. So that this is also like huge benefit that we will have not only the central organization promoting it, but also the local promotion, which will happen.
All right. Well, thank you, and I wish you absolutely all the best. And it was so good to talk with you again.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was really great to be able to talk about that.